Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is Ministry of Reconciliation and Marriage Restoration. Ministry of Reconciliation and Marriage Restoration. Our scripture is coming from the second Corinthians, and the fifth chapter, and we're going to read the 17th and the 18th verse. That's 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, and the 17th and the 18th verse. And if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. We'll begin reading at the 17th verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things I become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. O Heavenly and gracious Father, we come thanking you, Lord Jesus, and lifting your name on high. For Father God, this is the day that you have made. We shall and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the word of God and especially the gift of the ministry of reconciliation, being reconciled back unto you, Lord Jesus. And then we can reconcile our relationships and in our marriage, Father, and in our daily endeavors with others, Father, that we may have contact with us, Father, help us to have a forgiven heart, a forgiven spirit, and help us to remove any anger, bitterness, and malice in our hearts that we have towards anyone, and so that we may walk in the newness of life in Jesus' mighty name. Ministry of Reconciliation and marriage restoration. Today we have a special guest, and we'll bring her on in just a couple minutes. We want to talk about reconciliation, and we have a special woman of God this afternoon, pastor. She's the pastor of Light Outreach Temple of Holiness Temple of Starkville, Mississippi. And I want to get that right. Let me go back here and so we can make sure that we have the church name correct. It is the Light Outreach. And let's see here. That is the Light Outreach of Holiness Temple in Starkville, Mississippi. Pastor Emma Austin. She's going to talk to us in her own way this afternoon about the ministry of reconciliation, as well as just sharing a brief testimony about marriage restoration. I know for years I have studied marriage, have wanted to learn about why people break up, why they can't stay together. I used to do a survey and just take surveys from men and women and various walks of life and even races and ask them what was it that caused them to want to get a divorce or to leave their marriage, even before I was married. And so mainly I found out a lot of times that we have unforgiveness in our hearts. And when we have unforgiveness in our hearts, then God cannot use us because he forgives us of our sins. And we go to God daily and we ask God to forgive us of our sins. And so we have to have forgiveness in our hearts when our brothers and sisters sin against us. Amen. It doesn't feel good all the time. When others mistreat us or persecute us. But Jesus said that no crown. He bore the cross for us, for you and I, that you and I might have the right to the tree of life. And with the ministry of reconciliation, being reconciled back to God is what we want to first talk about, because while we were yet sinners in the world, Christ died for us. And so a lot of times we go away from God and we backslide and we go out into the world and we do our own thing. And then it's just like a mother or a father who is looking for that wayward son or daughter. They want that son or daughter back home because they have left that familiar territory, their home and their habitat. And so Jesus, he has the same love for us. That's the love that he has, the agape love. He wants us to be reconciled back to him as our Father. He's our Father in heaven. And as him, Jesus Christ, our God, our Father, being in heaven, he wants us to be reconciled back unto him. And how do we reconcile ourselves back to Christ? We go to Christ and we humble ourselves and we repent of our sins and we ask God to forgive us. And then when we talk about marriage restoration, see, the reason that this ministry of reconciliation is tied into marriage restoration is simply because marriage is symbolic of Christ's relationship to the church. And so in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, Jesus talks about that Jesus is the head. God is the head of the church. And therefore, just like the wives are, the husbands are head to the wife. And so the wife is to be subject to the husband, as Christ is the head of the church. Amen. And so it's the same symbolic relationship. Just as we are subject to God, we are subject to our spouses. And when you're in a relationship with the Lord, he wants you to be faithful. That's a prerequisite to serving God. He wants you to remain faithful to him daily in your prayers, looking to him as the author and finisher of your faith. And he wants you to be dedicated and committed to him. And when you go away or go back and away from him and you become backslidden, then Jesus, he said he's a jealous God. And he says, you know, he says, I'm your first love. And so he wants us to not make our friends, our homes, our spouses, or our cars as idols or gods, and to put them before him. He wants to be first and foremost in our life. Amen. So that's the ministry of reconciliation. And so that's why we want to acknowledge before we can have a good marriage or a good relationship and be able to forgive our spouse or our friends or others that we love, is because we have to be able to humble ourselves and ask God to forgive us and ask that individual to forgive us as well. Amen. And a lot of times I know in marriage, people don't want to humble themselves. They don't want to go to that individual or any relationship for that matter, be it a mother, daughter, friend relationship. People don't want to humble themselves because they feel that they have pride. And, well, that individual may have done something to me and they owe me an apology. But God said, he wants us to, he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So sometimes we have to be the bigger person and we have to be the one that has to go and apologize. Amen. Amen. And ask God, and ask that person, ask God first to forgive us, because that's who we serve, and then ask that individual to forgive us. And I recall after, before getting married years ago, my older sister told me, she said, when you stand before God and your spouse at the altar and your friends, you make this vow and you say for better or for worse, and you don't know what the worst is going to be. Well, she could not have made a more truthful statement, because you don't know what the worst is going to be. It's just like your relationship and walk with Christ each and every day. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but you know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens you. Amen. Amen. So in my marriage, I had encountered a separation on two occasions. My testimony. But my testimony today is that God reconciled my husband and I back together again. Amen. Even prior to this show, he and I had a disagreement, but I had to humble myself and go back to him and ask for forgiveness. And he asked for forgiveness as well. So see, this is a humble walk. Jesus Christ says, humble yourself. He said, humble yourself and that I may exalt you. If you want to be exalted, humble yourself. And you cannot be high-minded or haughty or puffed up. You have to be able to have a spirit of humility to serve the Christ, to serve Jesus Christ. Because to be a servant of him and to be an ambassador for Christ, we have to be living epistles that we are read. People of all men, people watch you, people listen to you, they notice everything you do. And so we want to be careful that we don't take just, certain scriptures out of the Bible that we would like to obey, because the Bible is the roadmap to life, the blueprint that Christ gives us. So all things, listeners, men, women of God, all things are possible through Christ Jesus, amen, that strengthens us. All things are possible. Even when you have a broken marriage, God can heal your marriage. God can restore your marriage. So we have a woman of God, and we're just going to go to the phone lines in just a minute to bring her on. But I want to acknowledge my mom. Thank you, Mom, for tuning in. I see you on the line. Also, Sister Annie Mae Coleman, thank you so much, Sister Coleman. I love you so much, being a minister in God's way, number one fan. And also, my dear sister, Veronica Young. I thank God for you, and I thank God for her, listeners. Anytime God removes or takes away anything from your life, he replaces it. I lost a sister, and November 11th, 2015, and God gave me a new sister, and her name is Sister Veronica Young, and I just, you know, we just adopted one another, and I thank God for you being on the line today. So we're just going to ask Pastor Austin to come on to the show. We're going to welcome her to the show today, and let's go to the phone lines. Praise the Lord, Pastor Austin.
Praise him. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
I'm honored
yes,
to be
he
here,
is.
And I'm blessed to be here this afternoon talking with you, woman of God, and I thank God for you.
And I thank God for you, too, and you and your husband, Deacon L.C. Austin. I was so honored to meet you all, and I told you all the other day, you've had an impact, both of you, whether you know it or not. I wanted you to know it. You have an impact on my life, and just being who you are in Christ and just showing the love, and that means the world to me. And so I want to thank you, and thank you for coming in and coming on the show this afternoon and joining us today on Ministering God's Way. But we want to jump right on into the word and ministry of reconciliation. And what does ministry of reconciliation, Pastor Austin, what is the ministry of reconciliation?
Well, it's the process by which God and peoples are brought back together again. That's what that means.
Yeah, coming back together again. Exactly, coming back together, but spiritually, what does that mean? What does one have to do to have a spirit of to before you can reconcile with an individual? What must that individual do? What kind of qualities or qualifications must that individual possess or have before they can go about reconciling with their brother or their sister?
Well, I feel like this. First of all, you got to forgive yourself, and you also got to forgive that person. You can't hold unforgiveness in your heart and be a woman or man of God. And first of all, God has taught us to do not be joined to unbelievers. And we know that we all have been unbelievers at a time. And what makes it so hard for some marriage to work, because one is saved and one is not. Or maybe both are saved, but they are not living a true lifestyle with God. My husband and I, we had some difference. But one thing, you got to be humble yourself and let the man be the head. See, so many of we got strong feeling and belief that we want to take over the man's job. But we got to let the man do his job, and we do our job. So my husband and I, we were separated for 14 years. I stayed saved. I lived a holy and a clean life, and I prayed. I prayed not only for myself, but I prayed for God. And I told God, I said, God, I said, if you send my husband back, I want him to be clean. I want him to be free from everything that's not like you. Clean him up.
Yes, Lord.
And bring him back to me, and I will receive him.
Glory. So hallelujah.
So God save my husband and clean him up. After 14 years, we're back together. We're living and a holy life before God.
Glory to God.
Because he beat me by faith, you pray and believe God. By faith, God will deliver that individual. He'll clean him up.
God.
He'll sanctify him, and he'll fill him with the Holy Ghost. I'm a living witness. I know what prayer can do for marriage. But like you said,
glory, hallelujah.
We got to humble ourselves and come before the Almighty God. And do what God has called and ordained you to do in that marriage. So many marriages are being broken because Satan don't like marriage. Devil don't want marriage because God, he ordained that institution. So the devil don't like marriage. He get in and he want to tie him up. But we got to be the stronger vessel. We got to be strong to know what thus saith the Lord. If you live right and do right, then God will bless your marriage.
Amen. And Pastor Austin, you know, when you like you say, the devil will come in and want to tear up your marriage because God ordained it, and the devil doesn't like it. It's just like a relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. The devil is out there, and he's trying to come. He's like a roaring lion, roaring to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So he's trying to get you off course and get you off track from your journey and your walk with Jesus Christ, even in your reconciliation back to him, because this is a steadfast walk, a faithful walk, like we mentioned earlier. Jesus, he wants us, he said, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. And that's where that commitment comes. So we to be committed in our marriage, we first need to know how to be committed to Christ. Amen. We have to be committed to Christ. We have to be faithful to Christ before we can be faithful to any relationship, whether it just be a friendship. We can't have a faithful friend, if we're not committed. You know, I know Sister Eddie Mae Coleman that's on the line. She's been a friend ever since I've been in Mississippi for 7 years. She has been, faithful, and she's been on every show. If she couldn't have been on a show for Ministering God's Way, it was because of something that was urgent that came up. And so that's the relationship that she has. See, she couldn't be a committed and faithful friend to me if she didn't know how to commit and be faithful to the Lord. And so that's why Jesus Christ talks about this faithfulness, and he tells us that this is in Ephesians 5, that as the church is subject to Christ, then the wife is subject to the husband. And so even in 4.5 years of my marriage, I'm still learning, how to submit to in my marriage and be that wife, that godly wife that God has called me to. It's just like my walk with Christ. I continue to try to increase my learning and my knowledge in the word of the Lord, increase my prayer life, which is my communion with the Lord, and to hear what the Spirit is saying. And like my mother always said, Maria, you can learn just so much just by listening. And so, and that's when the Spirit of the Lord, he wants to speak to us, but he can't speak to us when we're talking because we have to be quiet. And that's just like in a marriage. or in a relationship, we can't do all the talking all the time. We have to listen to that other individual and then understand, get an understanding of that individual, because that's what the Lord told us, and he said in his word, in all of our getting, get an understanding. And so we heard that word this morning. Pastor Young and Louisville, Calvary Apostolic Church in Louisville, Mississippi, preached that word this morning on, you know, getting in Proverbs 4, get wisdom and understanding. And then you will have, you will be crowned with grace, and your life and your health, it will bring health to your flesh. So wisdom is the first thing, and that's the beginning of the fear of the Lord. Amen. So now, I know, Pastor Austin, we thank God for your husband. He has been he is my cousin, and I am so grateful to God to have met a cousin that I've never known and just recently met. And he's like a father figure to me, Deacon L.C. Austin. And I wanted to just acknowledge him on today. And Deacon Austin, did you have any words or comments or remarks that you wanted to share with the listening audience with us today?
I just want to say that I really enjoy the message today. And one thing about church, I learned so much about going to church. You learn how to love one another, how to forgive one another. You know, if we have so much love in our heart, we have so much trouble in the streets. That's all I had to say.
Amen. Love is of God. Love. Without love, you know, God says he is love. And that's the key. And that's what he does. That's a characteristic of Christ. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And oftentimes that's why our relationship does not work with Christ. We backslide because we're rebellious. We don't want to listen to the Lord. We don't want to do what the Lord tells us to do. You know, we don't want to go through anything. And in our relationships as well, and even in our marriage, we have to hear, listen. The Bible tells us, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. He that hath an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So God is love. God is love, and he wants us to be loved. And loving and kind to one another. Be our brother's keeper. And when we see our brother and sisters need help, don't turn your backs on them. Turn the back on your brothers and sisters, because that's not of God. Because God says, how dwelleth the love of God in you if you shut up your bowels of compassion? Amen. And so the Bible, when we sum this segment up today, Ministry of Reconciliation and Marriage Restoration, Jesus Christ, he tells us in his word that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so any direction, any guidance that we need, all we have to go is to our Father, which is in heaven. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he said, everything, not just something, everything will be added unto you. And so we want to listen to our friends, listen to our spouses, and show love and ask God to come into our hearts and give us a heart of God. Amen. And a loving and a kind spirit, and let us walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Pastor Emma Austin, we just thank you and your husband so much for coming on and joining us this afternoon. Would you please close us out with a word of prayer to the listening audience, whoever may be listening, who may be broken and maybe still harboring unforgiveness in their heart? Can you please lift up a prayer for that individual or individuals that need, and all of us that need God to come in and just increase our loving and a kind heart?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for the many blessings that you have stored upon your people. Now, Father God, we ask that you pray, that we pray to you, God, because we know that you hear us. And Lord, let us be persistent what we ask you to do for us. Lord, we ask you to go out in the highways and the byways, the ones that are broken, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you are able to set the captives free. God, we ask you to just cleanse us, clean our minds, our hearts. God, make us to be the vessel, God, that you will receive in these last and evil days. Bless your people everywhere. Go into the nursing home, the highways, the byways, the hospital. God, look upon marriages that has been broken. And God, we know you can put marriage back together, because I'm a living witness. And I ask that you just go in, Father, and take control of that man and that woman. Bring love and restoration back in their lives. Let them know without you, God, they can't do nothing. You do it for them. And we ask in these many blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, and God bless you.